Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This Saturday, April 23rd, is the annual Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop in Duluth, when many downtown galleries, the Duluth Art Institute, Washington Artists Cooperative Gallery, and the UMD School of Art and Design all open their doors to celebrate. It's an opportunity to check out more of the spaces you might know about, but you don't get to see, like the printing room at UMD or the artist spaces at Washington Artists Cooperative on the hillside. This event is fun for the whole family and has opportunities to see, make, and purchase art. Participating galleries will be hosting receptions with music, open studios, all kinds of art demonstrations, and so much more all day from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. UMD students also have their annual juried student exhibition after the open studios. And I spoke with UMD art history professor Jamie Ratliff about the celebration.
I am Jamie Ratliff. I'm an assistant professor of art history in the art and design department, and I'm the chair of Open Studio this year.
So talk about what Open Studio is. This is an annual event. Mm-hmm. And the public is invited.
It is, yes. Open Studio is one of the two big events that we host every spring in the Art and Design Department in conjunction with our other big event, which is our annual student exhibition. So it's a full day of events. We have our Open Studio event from 1 to 4 and then from 4 to 6. We have the opening reception for our annual student exhibition. So we have an exhibit of our student work. And then before that, it's a full day of activities where we invite the public to come in, see all of our studio spaces, tour our classrooms. Our students have planned some great events that include demos. They have their work out on display. So it's just a way for the whole community, the campus community, the Duluth community, to come in and to see what it is that we do here at UMD Art and Design.
Talk about the exhibition this year.
It's a juried exhibition in our temporary space in the Life Sciences Building. So it's in our temporary gallery called The Artery. So we've had to scale the show down just a little bit. So what we're hoping is that we'll have even more works on display throughout Open Studio.
This is kind of a family-friendly event.
Yes. Oh, totally. Yeah, we've got a lot of activities that are really fun for people of all ages. Kids love the event. We've had a lot of kids in the past, but it's also a lot of fun for college students as well. And we actually have two photo booths this year. We have the kind of standard photo booth where you can come in. We've got props and stuff. You can take photos with your friends. You get a little print. This year, we're also doing a new photo booth. That's a long exposure glow stick photo booth. So that'll be fun. And then, you know, these are events that are also fun for adults. I hope that people will take away a fun experience and a great appreciation for our students and for what we offer as an art department and what we can add to the arts community here. Not only in terms of what we're teaching our students, but, you know, also in terms of what they can literally take away. We've also have a couple of art sales going on, so they can purchase student works too. So come out and you can play in our studios, meet our students, and, you know, come back.
UMD Professor Jamie Ratliff sharing more about the annual Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop in Duluth and Open Studio Day at UMD. You can find links that include maps, participating gallery listings, parking information, and so much more at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen, music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under programs. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.